Hi, this is Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom. Our theme for the month of June is summer plans away from screens. You see, our kids get 18 summers of family life with us. We want to make the most of this time, not let their minds shrivel up in front of a screen. Sure, some screen time is going to happen, and that's fine. But if we don't have some plans in place, screens can easily sneak in and take over. Summers are for playing hard, working hard, resting hard, and for growing together. So I've got 4 weeks of ideas for you. Simple ideas, fun ideas. These will be episodes 187 through 190. Do you want to know what I'm probably doing right now about the time that this airs? I'm holding my new granddaughter. Our daughter Tori is having her first baby and our fourth grandchild. And I'm going to be soaking in every bit of these moments that I can. I want to set an example for all of you that family comes before ministry and other work. We mamas have to be vigilant about margin. So in honor of margin and my grandmahood, I decided to go through our previous episodes and pull out my favorite summer simple plans for growth and good times. There's even a couple of daily checklists that you could implement for kids to do before they can get on screens. That's going to be especially helpful for you mamas who have to work and have older kids at home alone. This is simple and good stuff. Many of these episodes feature my youngest two daughters, Abby and Emma, at their younger ages. We've been doing this podcast, we're in our fourth year, so their life has changed a lot. Abby's in college now, and Emma is starting her freshman year of high school, so it's kind of fun to hear these younger voices. Now you're going to get lots of simple solutions for summer growth, and I'm going to get some grandbaby time. So let the summer plans away from screens begin. Welcome to the Practically Speaking Mom podcast. This is Val Harrison, the Practically Speaking Mom, and this is your place for an intentional mom to build a strong family. I've got somebody special here with me today that you've met before. I've got Emma, and she's going to help me out with our Grow Time Before Screen Time checklist. This is something that I made to help out parents in crisis times when you just can't do it all, but you know you got to keep your kids occupied and growing, and all they want to do is, you know, they just gravitate towards screen time. And we want to help them to be sure that they're accomplishing some other things first. So this is a good way. A checklist is always a great way to let it be their guide and their quote-unquote nag instead of mom. So let's take a look at the Grow Time Before Screen Time checklist. And Emma's going to help me out with it. Hey, Emma, how you doing?
Good.
One of my daughters and her husband and kids, we mailed them a little package, well, big package, a care package today. What's some things we put in it, Emma?
Well, we put in some little stuffed animal dogs.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about those. So we do this little preschool time with my grandsons, her nephews, every week. We FaceTime because they don't live near us. And so we call it preschool time, and I read a story from the Play and Pray Bible, and Abby does some songs with them that are also in that Bible, and then Emma, she does some crafts and things with them, so some other different kinds of activities. So anyway, they're used to doing preschool with us, so we got these little stuffed animals. They'll each get a little dog, and so we just stitched their initial on each of the dogs so they'll be able to tell them apart. And then we'll have a dog at our house. And so when we do preschool time, we'll have little matching dogs, and we thought that'd be special. And I actually got that idea from my friend Kelly, who does that with her grandkids that she doesn't live by. Some of her grandkids live in Alaska, and she lives in Oklahoma. And she'll take this little stuffed giraffe with her and her husband when they take trips or when they're going any place neat, like a museum or, you know, something neat that her grandkids would enjoy seeing. Then she'll take a picture with her just a selfie, but she'll include the giraffe in the picture. And then they have one at their house. And so it makes them feel like they're going on these trips too, or at least that their stuffed animal is. I thought that was a great idea. So Kelly, I asked her if we could steal her idea, and we did. And we put lots of vitamins in there. I gave them a Norwex hand towel that they could use, which is a fun little animal. I don't remember what all we put in there, but anyway, that's a start. And a few things for mom and dad too. Okay, let's get started with our grow time before screen time checklist. So this is something that you can find on my Facebook public page, which is Practically Speaking Mom. You can get on there and see the grow time before screen time checklist. And it's a list of things that your child would need to do before they're free to get on the screen time. And that doesn't mean unlimited screen time after that, I hope. I know for us, we put a limit on it. I really strongly feel that parents need to have limits and direction and interaction and just really, really make it an important part of your parenting is having good internet plan for your family. So I have an internet agreement. I mentioned it before, but an internet family agreement on my website. I think that it's $2 to download that agreement. Okay, so Emma, help us with this checklist. You read something off and I'll explain it.
Write in your journal.
Okay, well, that's pretty self-explanatory, but you want to get your kids writing every day or at least several times a week. So this is not a list for, like, our homeschool checklist is much, you know, more, way more than this. But this is just something that you guys can get started with in a time of crisis or maybe as a summer daily plan. If you have to work, whether at home or away from home, and you've got older kids that are by themselves or someone's watching them or an older one of the kids is watching the youngers or whatever, this is a great list to help them make sure that they're getting some other things done first before that screen time that they're gravitating towards. So write in their journal. That's a simple one. Emma, what's next?
Do something kind for a family member.
Okay, so actually this one plus the next one are two things that Emma has started keeping in what? What do you call it?
A blessing calendar.
Yeah, so we just took a regular calendar and each day before she can do screen time, she needs to have written in there a way that she's blessed a family member. And the next thing that's on the list is contact someone who could use some encouragement. And this is really important right now when we're all dealing with this isolation time. But, you know, always there's some people who can't get out or live alone, and they could just use some encouraging words from a call, a text, an email, a card in the mail. So anyway, that's something else that you can have your kids keep track of on their blessings calendar. Okay, Emma, what's next?
Add an item to our grateful list.
Yeah, so you could make a poster that's their grateful list. Or I've known some people that have a jar and they add every time they get an answer to prayer or they feel grateful about something, that they're thankful to God that He has helped them with something or provided something or just they're glad for certain things. They can write it in that grateful jar. And then at the end of the year, they go through and read them off. And you know who gave me that idea is my good friend Jennifer. Thank you for sharing that. She's in one of the co-ops that we're in, and she taught all the kids how to make grateful jars. And then she gave them the materials to do it. And so that was so cool. Except maybe she did boxes. I can't remember if it was boxes or jars. Anyway, Emma, what's the next thing on the list?
Read one page for every year you've been alive.
Yeah. How many years have you been alive?
10.
Right. So you would want to read 10 pages. Now, you've got different things you have to read during the school year right now, but what is the literature things that you're reading, that you're on right now?
Narnia.
Yeah. So which book in Narnia?
The Silver Chair.
What do you like about it?
Well, I'm not really that... I don't really enjoy reading, except if it's like an American Girl series or something like that.
Okay, so this isn't your favorite series ever.
Yeah.
Who's the author of the Narnia series?
C.S. Lewis.
Yeah, so can you kind of tell us about his writing style?
So he is an English author. He was during World War II. And so in like the first, like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and some of the other books talks about World War II. Yeah.
So I have a question for you. We know that there's movies that have been made about most or all of those books. Would you recommend that a kid read the book first and then watch the movie, or watch the movie and then read the book? You don't know? Most of the time, parents want their kids to read the book first before they watch the movie so that they're much more creative from what they read. They're imagining the scenes, and they're imagining what the kids are like and what the creatures are like and the animals and all that, instead of what someone else created on the movie screen. Then you're just thinking of that when you read. So, yeah, anyway. All right. So that item on the checklist was read one page for every year you've been alive. All right. What's the next thing?
Complete your chores.
Chores? Are you kidding me? The parents ask the kids to do chores? That's crazy talk. What are some chores that you do, Emma?
Clean the bathrooms, like clean the sinks, or do some cleaning in my room, or just like straighten up the house.
What about in the kitchen? What are some of your chores?
Well, after lunch, I put away the food that I got out because we eat leftovers for lunch, and wash the counters or something like that.
What are you supposed to do in the mornings?
Put away the clean dishes from the dishwasher.
Yeah, and what do you usually do at supper?
I wash the dirty dishes.
Yeah. So those are some of the chores you do. You also do the glass cleaning, like cleaning the front door and back door glass, helping with the dogs. So those are some of your chores. Okay. Now, for us, at this stage of my parenting, I just have two kids at home or three kids at home. It kind of depends, because we have college students, so they're here some and aren't some. But I always for sure have our sophomore and our fifth grader. And so I just put on a paper with their initial by it, whatever chores, and they check it off as they get it done. But in years past, we've done things like each child has a jar with popsicle sticks in it, and the chore item moves from the not done jar to the done jar. That's one. Or we've also done a clipboard and put the clothespins on one side, like the left side of the clipboard, and each one of them is written on. And same with the popsicle sticks. The chores are written on there, and then move it to the other side when you get it done. So the right-hand side means done, the left-hand side means not done. And we've used whiteboards before, we've used stickers. It just, you know, I try to change it up about twice a year to keep it a little bit fun. But however you want to keep track of chores, they need to get their chores done on this grow time before screen time checklist. And what's the next thing, Emma?
Do Khan Academy math for twice as many minutes as you are years.
Yeah, so this is not the math that we use. We have curriculum. We homeschool, so we have curriculum already for that. But if you are in a crisis situation where you're having your kids at home and needing them to be busy with something, a little bit of growth in math every day, there's a couple of things that could work. Khan Academy is one. That's a free option. And what they recommend on Khan Academy, which they have, I believe it's kindergarten on up through 12th, math and other things as well, not just math. But anyway, they recommend start, because you don't know where to start your child on there, since it's a different curriculum than what you've been used to with them. They recommend starting at a place on there that's way easier than what your child is ready for. And they can just review till they get up to where they would normally be. And then they can start taking it at a different pace. So that's one option. Something else that I've enjoyed doing with the kids is having a math basket, and I'll just put some things in there that work for whatever they're at right then. So maybe they're on fractions or addition or whatever it is, whatever level they're at. You can get on Pinterest and you could type in something like math fractions helps or math fraction games. And you can have them make some games on there, put the game in a Ziploc and keep it in the math basket. And then every day they just pick one of those things to play or to work with. And that's a great summer option. Or in this case, you're wanting to keep their brain fresh and developing in math skills. So you can use Khan Academy, which is going to have good growth in it. And you could also have them do Math Basket or do Math Basket instead, just whatever works for you. But the checklist that I've made is, it says Khan Academy on it. You could change that. What's the next thing on the list, Emma?
Exercise or play outside.
Yeah. So what did you do outside today? It wasn't specifically exercise, but what were you doing?
Math.
Yeah, you were sitting on the front porch doing math in the sunshine. It was awesome. So you could have both of the dogs out there and they were enjoying having Emma with them outside. Because it's been raining so much, we haven't been able to go outside very much. We're so thankful to have some sunshine. But what, when you're exercising outside, what are some things you like to do?
Flips on the trampoline.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that. What else do you like to do?
Swing.
Yeah.
Soccer.
Yep, that's a favorite. Okay, well, what's the next thing on our list?
Discover new information about science, history, or geography and add it to our discovery notebook to share at dinner.
Yep. So there's just so much available online in all these categories. And I will put some links to some websites that we like to use for that. And even like with geography, it can be fun. The other day, Abby and Emma, one of them was supposed to be doing something with geography. I don't remember what the assignment was, but somehow they got a little sidetracked and they just started dreaming a little about some places that they would like to visit someday. And you can actually have one of them have a globe or a map and the other one have a separate globe or map and have them say a place and then time how long it takes to for the other one to find it. And then the other one can say a place and the other one can look at for it and time how long it takes to find it. And so they can kind of compete a little bit to speed up their skills in finding different geography places. Now, there's a website that I love that is a paid subscription, and it is for 9 different subjects, I believe it is. The website is called cross7.org, and it would be awesome. Just a wonderful thing that you'd be so thankful for, especially if you have like junior high and younger. Then it is a paid subscription website, but it has little memory songs and videos that go with each one. And it has geography memory songs, and then it has geography quizzes. So some stuff like that. But Emma, come and tell us, what are the different categories for cross7.org, like the memory songs? What are the categories?
Well, there's math, timeline, and geography.
Like a history timeline.
And...
okay, it's math, facts and science facts and history timeline and grammar facts, Latin, Bible verses, hymns, geography. So it's a whole bunch of categories. They learn so much and it's completely simple for you, moms, because all you have to do is help them get on there and, of course, pay the subscription.
And it's all in one, like, I don't know, like 5-minute video.
Yeah, it's pretty handy. So we would, like at breakfast, they could watch all of them for that week. And then they would watch the same ones all week long, every day at breakfast. And then in the afternoon, so they were watching a video of songs, okay? And then in the afternoon, I would just have them review a bunch of weeks while they're doing something else, while they're doing art or playing with Legos or cleaning their room or whatever. So that website is awesome. It's one of my favorites and it's called cross7.org. Okay, well, Emma, thanks for hanging in there with us and going through our Grow Time Before Screen Time checklist.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Practically Speaking Mom, the podcast for an intentional mom to build a strong family. You can find lots more from me, my blog, books, the 6 rooms of the Intentional Mom's Home, at my website, practicallyspeakingmom.com. If you found this podcast to be helpful, I would be so honored if you would share it with other people, subscribe to the podcast, follow my blog, and join in the Practically Speaking Moms online community through Instagram and Facebook. We also have a wonderful private Facebook group, a place where I get to interact with you more personally, where you can share your ideas, you can give your feedback about the podcast, you can ask me personal questions about it, and we can just interact on all different kinds of levels. There's so many wonderful intentional moms in this group, and I would love for you to be one of them. The name of that private Facebook group is Intentional Mom Strong Family. So I hope you'll join that today and let me get to know you. If you think other moms would benefit from this podcast, would you please take a few minutes to leave a review on iTunes so that iTunes will recommend this podcast to moms when they search? I'm looking forward to spending time with you again next week right here on the Practically Speaking Mom podcast, the place for an intentional mom to build a strong family. See you soon.